Hey, this is Toggle. Welcome to episode 11 of Kangaroo Crossing. Welcome to episode 11, The Kiss of a Whore. Yeah, I know, it's been a while. But it hasn't been as much of a while as it usually is. After all, it hasn't been half a year. Speaking of year, actually, now that I think about it, I think this show's been around for about a year, actually. Give or take. A lot. I think that we've had a pretty good, hopefully relatively around about a year. It's been interesting. I'm liking the making a podcast. Every now and then I have those moments where I go, well, why am I making it? But I think I know why I'm making it. I'm making it because I want to make it. On that subject matter, I do really often have times where I wonder about it, and I would like some more input. So if you're a crosser, if you listen to this show, you know, email me up, talk to me, give me some ideas, give me some bad stuff, some good stuff, opinions, good or bad, and I'll listen. Why do I listen? Because I have no life. Get this through your heads, people. The Rue is not famous. The Rue is not some huge, big head, egotistic whatever. I have time to talk to you, so don't be afraid to drop an email or two. But as long as we're around these certain, you know, subjects of relative importance, I'm gonna start off the show with a rant. I guess you could call it an angry rant, I guess you could call it a calm rant, but it is a rant. I am sick and tired of furs hating furs. Sick of it. It's more drama than we need. I mean, honestly, we're all in the same boat. I'm sick and tired of hearing people talk about, oh, well, I'm a furry, but I'm sick of the other furries over here trying to do this and that and whatever. Just look, we all fall under that big old subcategory of fiction. Yes, there are furs who do things that not all of us agree with. And you know what? We do things that those furs probably don't agree with. Why? Because we're different. We're all different. None of us are normal. But being part of this whole subculture thing means you have to take the good and the bad. You can't just say, well, I'm a furry, but I like this and I don't like this. I'm sick of it. I am completely and absolutely sick of the people saying, oh, well, I refuse to call myself furry, but look, get over it. You're all under the same damn category. To say that you're somehow different is stupid. Now, I haven't said anything about this before because, well, I've been trying to be nice. I really have. I don't want to be an ignorant person. I don't want to be someone who says I hate anything, but I can't take it anymore. I really can't. People, we're not organized religion. We're furs. Get together. I hate to pull this line out of my ass, but united we stand, divided we fall. Seriously, people. We have enough problems outside of the whole category. Why do we have to put more problems into it? If you don't like something, Keep it to yourself. Don't comment on the things that you see that you don't like. Just shut up about it. And if you do like something, then say you like it if you want. Other people will say they like it, and if people, then there you go. Don't go out and try and make some sort of vendetta for yourself. If you do that, you're no better than, well, the other people who do it. Just stop it, or I'll slap you. All of you. I'll go to your houses and slap you. And yeah, you might have a moment where, oh, look, there's Toggle, yay, moment, but after that, I'm gonna slap you, and you're not gonna be very happy, are you? Are you? Unless you're into pain, which is perfectly fine. See? Look. I'm demonstrating it. I'm okay if you like pain. I'm okay if you like that. It's not my thing, but it's yours. It's your own thing to keep. I'm not gonna be, like, going after you and saying, burn in hell. Because, guess what? I don't. You do. Yours, not mine. Ta-da! Jeez, people. Next time I hear someone saying something about hating whatever and all bullshit like that, I'm not going to say a thing. I haven't said a thing so far, except on here, but I will not say a thing to you. Why? Because I'm doing what I say. The only reason I have to go outside of that and say it here is because other people should probably take a note on it. By no means am I any kind or of model for life. But for God's sakes, people, stop it. There's enough drama in the fucking furry world. We don't need more. We don't. Stop it. Thank you, and on to the next portion of the show. Now, this next part's gonna be kind of weird because, well, in the Rue's real life, Rue was actually, yes, I'm talking in third person, another one of those many things that furries tend to do these days, which will be the next section after this, what furs do a lot. Anywho, basically, I have a speech contest coming up. Woo, speech contest, yay. And they get to go and, well, I get to go up and read a little speech I wrote. And I have a little speech that I wrote. And I have a captive audience that gets to hear the speech that I wrote. Well, it's a good speech, it's nothing bad, and I hope it's kind of good. But I can use some opinions. So, while I'm saying this out loud, listen to it, listen to the words, listen to my voice say it, listen to me talk, and, send in some of what you think. Unfortunately, most of it probably will not reach me before the contest starts, but it'll be nice to hear from people, and maybe you'll get something from hearing this. So, without further ado, this is my speech, Makes Me Feel Human. Who has not been teased at least once for being themselves at some point in their life? Who among those has felt despair of breaking down against remarks that hurt us so much and felt the coldness of jeering words? Who has felt the physical blow against themselves from opposing forces that strike for reasons known or unknown? Every year, kids and teenagers experience these hardships and pains that scar and torment their minds until they grow up. But after careful thought about this, I realize something. It is these people who will actually make a difference in the future. I am multiracial, overweight, and a mixed-up individual. Because of these attributes, I have been teased more than my share. I've also had many moves due to my mother's career path, God bless her, and tried hard to find myself, my religion, my friends, and my way. I have often spent nights feeling like I had no reason to go on. I can remember dealing with heart-shattering blows from several deaths in my family. Even now, I can still feel a pain in my chest thinking about my aunt. The day she died is burned deeply into my skull. The ground was frozen with snow and ice. We needed groceries, so we walked up to her grocery store, Ingles. Me and my stepdad left, my mom at home, as we went to go get them. When we got back, she was on the floor crying. When she told us my aunt, her sister, was dead, I couldn't feel my heart. I'd already dealt with my youngest brother's death as an infant. He was simply born too soon and lived only a day. That was hard, but this was a thousand times harder. I knew her well. She was like a big sister to me. The feelings of all my memories of her being wiped out was too much. I remember feeling numb for a while. I cried, and I felt my world had collapsed. Many times I have felt that same feeling, everything I knew collapsing around me, my own world breaking over my head. I know full well my life is not the worst, and I know it's not the best, but with what I had to deal with, it pushed me to the edge of my sanity. Through time, I learned to deal with these as they came by. By 18, I know how to handle immense amounts of emotional distress. Sure, I still have my freakouts, but it takes a lot more to freak me out. The thing is, I learned this much earlier in life than most. I learned it while I still had arms to fall into. I learned it when the worst mistakes could be learned from. I know that without the experience I've had with the sadness, I would not be able to handle my oncoming adulthood. We have all read a book or watched a show or listened to a story that has a hero or a villain in it. A hero that has a perfect life with no problems in their past or present is a boring hero. The same goes for villains. The most interesting villains are the ones who had a vendetta or a tragedy. It is these pains and hardships that make them interesting, just as it is our pains and hardships that make us interesting. As we experience these hard moments of depression, we are building up our own plots and adding our own conflicts and resolutions that keep our own stories going. These twists and turns can make us great with one variable. We can be very good or very bad. One example of a boring character is Superman. He is not boring now, but the old Superman was super in every sense of the word. A prime example of that is that I read an old comic that gave him super ventriloquism when the need arised. He was so super that there were no challenges. Who would want to hang out with him? Sure, there's the initial coolness of being with Superman, but then you talk to him about your life. Hey, Superman, why work as hard? Well, with my super speed and super strength, no job is hard. Okay, well, my house burned down. I saved my house and 7 others just this day. I want to die. I can't die. I'm invulnerable. You may begin to think that Superman is a bit of a jerk, but then throw in some variables. He loves Lois Lane, but she loves Superman. The superhero, not the man. He has someone who hates him. He wants to destroy him and everything to do with him. And he has a hair problem. And he has an adversity to green rocks. Especially green glowing rocks. Now you have someone to talk to him about. You can tell him some of your problems, and he can give you actual advice. And he can tell you some of his problems, and you can give him some advice. And he can feel a sense of equality in your hardships. But what if he can't handle your problems? What if you miss your chance to overcome your fright and pain and you fall in that battle? Falling can mean you become paranoid and never trust anyone again. Falling could mean you take the easy way out and try to leave the world behind. If you're thinking about this, take a moment to think about the other people's lives and yours. Telling yourself that it could be worse might not help much. You might just have the worst life ever. I can't deny that. I can't tell you. But it can always get better. Even in the worst position of life, you can always try and enjoy what you have, especially so for those of you who think that you have hit rock bottom. If you're at rock bottom, why not let loose and just be you? You got nothing to lose. And who knows? Maybe you'll make some real friends when they see what you really are. I think at that point, you might as well. The best people to talk to when you are sad or having problems are the ones you feel you can talk to and trust. Sometimes it could be a friend, sometimes it could be a psychiatrist or a therapist, someone who gives you comfort in a conversation. How better to understand someone than to have been in their shoes? Talking to other people who have been in the same situations that you have often makes you feel better about them. After all, they've been there, they've done that, and they can probably give you some actual advice. I'm not saying make it so that none of your children have problems that can go away or aren't fixed easily. But lately, people are out there trying to hide their children away from every little problem that comes their way. Without experiencing these problems, children will never learn from them and will never learn to have a sense of individuality, a sense of confidence, of pride. Without these simple little things, children will lose themselves in little problems and not be able to handle the real big problems that come their way. Just don't be afraid to let a child or yourself experience something just to get it wrong. That little problem can give you experience from falling down and learning to get back up again. And if you have a problem getting back up again, ask friends for help. Please. If you go away, if you decide to take the easy way out, you're taking a permanent solution to a temporary problem. It's the stupidest thing you can do. I know without the help of several good therapists throughout my childhood, I wouldn't be here today. So, if you really are having serious problems, consult a therapist and make sure that you get the help you need, whether it be pills or just a simple conversation, anything that might help. To those of you who have given me my problems or my solutions, I thank you all equally. Without them, I would not be the person I am today. And remember, whenever you hear this, whenever you are feeling down or bad, remember that when you've hit rock bottom, there's nowhere else to turn except up. So, turn up. After all, it's never too late to learn. Now, that's the end of the speech, and obviously I kind of screwed up in several places and paraphrased. If you did not realize I paraphrased, then I did not paraphrase. Anyhow, I hope that you like the speech, listen to it, and maybe learn from it. I don't know, maybe, perhaps, get a little information in there. Learn something from it. People today are getting more depressed, which leads on to the next section of the show. The common furry physical issues. A lot of furs seem to have, in real life, various issues. The obvious ones, of course, would probably come down to weight issues. Sitting down at a computer all day looking on F-Chan and not getting out much probably will lead to problems like that. It's a given. Yeah, guess what? Rue's got the same problems. Damn it, I've got to get out of that third person. I have the same problems. But it's something that can be overcome by going out, exercising, eating right, and all that jazz. Now, another problem that seems to be occurring is depression. I've yet to really come up with an explanation as to why. It could be just a sense of maybe karma or destiny, or it could be just because it's a chemical thing. Who knows? Maybe depression is just something that comes from the furry gene, if there is one. Also, we have physical problems like high blood pressure and heart issues in general. Also, a lot of furs have this weird physical cramp in their stomach, kind of low, that pops up every now and then. Now, I personally would describe this as little gremlins stripping out my innards, but I've known a couple of furs who seem to have issues that hurt in their stomach, and I can't put full explanation to this either. It is occurring with certain furs, and if I do find a solution, I will tell you on a different episode. However, for now, I'm going to consult these issues and other things into a new section of You Might Be a Furry If. Now, this is a serious section, along with a funny section. Because, let's face it, if you might be a furry is not exactly a scientific result. So, if you have a you might be a furry kind of statement, whether it be a little joke or a physical issue that you've noticed, or anything at all that you've noticed in other furs, send it in, we'll talk about it, we'll have a good old time with some tea, you know, the good old southern get-together, and we'll probably put in a new section, and we'll make sure to give you credit under your whatever furry name or real name you want to put down, and ta-da! You've contributed to the crossing. good for you, you get a gold star. And my eternal thanks. I need your help, y'all. So, if you have something, send it in to the usual email address, or a new one, which I will be making later today, which is rucrossing@gmail.com. That's right, rucrossing@gmail.com. rucrossing@gmail.com. You send in your stuff there, send in anything you want to send there. It's easier to remember, easier to type in, and oh so convenient. God bless you, Gmail. Now, another point I want to put in quickly is that we do want to have more new sections. One section I would love to put in is a new artist interview section. If you are a furry artist and you think you are kinda sorta good, and you feel that, you know, you'd like some fans or whatever to listen to your voice, listen to you talk for a while, email me, we'll get on Skype and talk together, and we'll give you a quick little interview to get your name out there, or just have some people get to know you better. After all, everybody wants to know the furry artists. Everybody knows the ladies love them, you know. Every time I go places, I always have the ladies trying to crawl all over me, but I always say, back off, back off. I'm taken. Anyway, yeah, I am so lame today. And I'm sleepy. Anywho, I think that with the help of you guys, we can probably go a little further and push this show out a little further. I'd really like it if we could. Mostly because, guess what, I want to stay in the business. I want to make sure that the Kangaroo Crossing is one of the best anthro podcasts out there. I said one of. So, don't attack me. Anywho, I basically want you, the viewers, help to help me, the viewee, to be better. So talk to me, give me some advice. After all, I've got nothing but time. Nothing but time, but no privacy to make the podcast. Anywho, I hope that I get to hear from you guys soon. As we come to a close, I should probably go ahead and explain something to you. This podcast was not as good as some of the others. I say that almost every episode, I'm sure, but especially so because, guess what? This little idiot here has a Mac and wanted to partition his Mac to run Windows and succeeded, but deleted everything on his Mac part. So I lost every little thing that I had on my old computer. This includes my Photoshop, every file of original podcasts that I had made, you know, with all the cuts and typos and errors in them. Every art I did on I put up, you know, the original actual Photoshop files, and, well, everything. You can feel sorry for me, feel free to, I don't mind. Anywho, it's my own fault, but further on into the story, one of the things I lost was my original audio program, GarageBand. I like GarageBand a lot. It was a really good audio program, I think. It was made specifically for Macs. It was something that just came with what I had, and it worked pretty damn well. However, now that it's gone, I was off for a while trying to figure out which audio program to use, and I'm still not completely sure. Currently, I'm using something called WavePad, which is nice and meh. It could be a whole lot better. I'll tell you what, I also tried out Audacity, one of the two, maybe I'll use, however, I'm still looking, and, I'm also really trying to figure out, new ideas, new things I can try, just make it better, now that I have to start over. So, basically, the main thing I'm working on is trying to rebuild the podcast into something a whole lot better. I wanna try a new theme song, maybe. I like my theme song a lot, but who knows? Maybe a new one might be in call for. I'm looking into a new audio program. I'm looking into new segments, new ideas. So, I'm using what happened as an excuse to try and further myself. I would really like to try some more interviews and other things. Speaking of which, before we go out, we've got one more section to put in, from the lovely, lovely, lovely Tack, Dakota Tackitude, with his, well, I could probably say, in our show, last section of the Howl Factor, since he's going on to make his own Howl Factor, his own podcast. Every now and then he'll put in his own little mini Howl Factor here, however. Seeing him go off and make his own little thing after a short little time, it's like watching a new bird come out of an egg and fly off. It's quite beautiful, and I'll also be helping him try to make his better. And in the future, I would like to announce that eventually the Kangaroo Crossing will end. And when that happens, a new show will be produced called The Crossing. It'll be a combination of the two shows that we had, and it will probably have more people, a real editor, real audio program, real actual devices, and real careful thought and planning into making it the best show that it can possibly be. That is the future for this show. For now, we are the Kangaroo Crossing, and we will keep on going. But as I said before, this next session comes from the Dakota. So, let's all listen and put on our earphones and, well, listen up. So here he is, TK Wolfman.
Hello, lovely, TK Wolfman here for another installation of the Howl Factor. And I'm just going to get this out of the way right now. I have started doing my own little podcast, and it's something I intend to continue doing, but I also want to keep doing my segment for Kangaroo Crossing because I started here and it's just something that I enjoy doing. It's basically the equivalent of a comedian getting his own show but still doing stand-up on the side. So that's pretty much the way it's going to be. But anyway, I'm not going to dwell on that because the real reason I'm here is because something happened this week that just proves that fate has an interesting way of proving me wrong. You may remember that the first ever Howl Factor segment I did for Kangaroo Crossing involved talking about the grandiose leap of faith it takes to believe that Darth Vader and Yoda belong in Soul Calibur 4. I honestly thought that you couldn't come up with a more ridiculous combination than Soul Calibur and Star Wars. Then the floodgates just opened, and a video came out of Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat, one of my favorite fighting franchises of all time, fighting Batman. That's right. It has been announced, Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. Why? Are you kidding me with this? Like, as much of a stretch as Star Wars and Soul Calibur was, there was a certain level of feasibility to it. I mean, in the back of some deranged lunatic's mind in an insane asylum, he could probably make sense of Darth Vader force choking Siegfried. That would kind of work, but I cannot see Mortal Kombat, a game franchise that revolutionized video game violence across the globe, combining with stuff like the Justice League. It just doesn't work in my head. I mean, the tagline for this is "Worlds will collide." Yeah, they pretty much collide like two Buicks or two trains or the Earth into the freaking sun, which frankly I think would be more entertaining. Because I can't understand how these would mesh together at all. They just don't fit together. I mean, Mortal Kombat is a world literally bathed in its own blood. It's about violence. It's about gore. It's about beating the absolute hell out of your opponent and then ripping his head off. DC, I've always seen as... it has that element, but it's not exactly dominant in its world. You know, that said, that's basically the main reason that I think that it really wouldn't work, but I could break it down into a couple of different subcategories. Number one, the range of characters. I really don't think you can get an equal range of characters between these two games. I mean, here's a challenge for anybody out there. Name 10 DC characters legitimately trained in martial arts and willing to kill. Odds are good that even if they exist, only a handful of you could probably do it without looking it up. I mean, every character in Mortal Kombat is a killing machine, trained in a martial art, trained with a weapon. Batman won't even touch a gun and he won't take a life. That pretty much guarantees that Sub-Zero would kill him if this fight actually did occur. Speaking of killing, there's another big thing that just will make sure this game does not work. Fatalities. A cornerstone, a keystone to the Mortal Kombat franchise. No DC Universe character would ever have a fatality that would work. At least not in a Mortal Kombat context. I mean, can you picture Superman ripping some guy in half and then doing his super pose with his arms akimbo? I mean, his cape flapping in the wind while drenched in blood? I don't think so. It just would not work in my head. I can't see it. And finally, probably the biggest and the most tragic part of this whole thing, and I'm going to be brutally honest about this, it's basically a way to save two dying breeds. I mean, the first time I heard about Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, I figured it was a cheap knockoff of Marvel versus Capcom, which was a good fighting series for its time. The problem is, its time was 10 years ago. It's over now. You can still play Marvel vs. Capcom and enjoy it, but they're not making any new ones, are they? No, they're not. The time for that is over. And I'm sorry to say, DC Comics just hasn't been doing it for me lately. I mean, they've basically been recycling the same characters over and over. And, you know, DC Comics has not been able to make, in comparison to Marvel, they've not been able to make their characters as accessible on a global scale. I mean, the only DC characters that have really gotten big movies have been Batman and Superman. And they keep getting movies over and over and over. Marvel has characters out the ass that they've been making movies about. Just this year, they've got Iron Man and the Incredible Hulk. They've got straight-to-DVD films. They've got a whole range of characters that they can shove up Hollywood's butt and just make them like it. DC just does not have the staying power as far as other mediums are concerned, especially in video games. I mean, just look at any Superman game, for crying out loud. And not to mention Mortal Kombat. I still love Mortal Kombat. I thought Armageddon was good, but I gotta agree with everybody else when I say the series has had its time. It's time to step down. I mean, fighting games have always been cool, but really, Mortal Kombat hasn't really come out with anything new and spectacular in a long while. Like I said, I enjoyed Armageddon. It was cool to have like all the characters together in one game from the entire series, and even from the spin-off games like Mortal Kombat Mythology Sub-Zero. That wasn't too bad. But the time has just passed. And I really think that combining these two dying breeds is not going to create a new super species. It's just going to create more... It's just basically going to add to the necrotic stench of the damned that Mortal Kombat and DC Comics are doomed to. And I'm sorry to be morbid about it, but that's just the way I feel. I don't see this as anything more than trying to revitalize two brands that just don't have any vitality left. It's over. Let this be the final frickin' crisis. That's about all I had to say, and I'm sorry if I pissed anyone off with this, but if I did, please feel free to let me know. It'd be nice to get some kind of mail. TKWolfman@hotmail.com. That's TKWOLFMAN@hotmail.com. I'll see you next time. And remember, don't piss off Sub-Zero. Ever. Seriously. Good night.
Well, now, that was great. All that's left now is the usual words of wisdom, words go by words. Except I don't have any words. So instead, I want you to think the words. Good for you. I'm Toggle. This is Toggle's Klinger Grossen. Later.